Welcome to You Need Therapy, the Happy People podcast, or in more realistic terms, the mental health podcast for young adults. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. If you are new here, my name is Emily, and thank you so much for, you know, listening to the podcast and joining this family, this growing family that we have. I am the host of the podcast, and I'm here to help you through all of your mental health ups and downs. If you are not new here, thank you so much for continuing to come back and listen and support. It means the absolute world to me. I'm so sorry I did not post a new episode last week. I know in the last episode I said I was going to get on a much more consistent uploading schedule, but that simply did not happen. I got booked on a film, so I had to work that. If you don't know, I'm an actress. That's my main job that I do, and I got booked for a movie, and so I had to work that. I thought it was only going to be a couple days of shooting, but it ended up being the entire week, and it ended up being like all day, every day, the entire week. So I simply just ran out of time, and I did not have time to record and upload. So I do apologize, but here we are. I also apologize that I didn't get the TikTok account and YouTube channel up like I also said I was going to do. Again, ran out of time. But the TikTok account is live. I just need to make some videos to post. And here's the thing. I'm having trouble. Like, I don't know what you guys are going to want to see. So if you want to give me some suggestions and help out and, you know, get your input in, the Instagram for the podcast is linked in the description of the episode as well as the description of the bio. So feel free to, you know, message me on there and just tell me what you're wanting to see, or just say, hey. I absolutely adore when I get messages from you guys. It literally makes my week. So tell me that, and then I'll start getting some videos up. The YouTube channel, it might be a little longer until that is up, because I'm trying to, like, get everything right on there, like, with the thumbnail and just kind of the presentation, and I've been having some technical difficulties, so not exactly sure when that'll be up, but it will be up hopefully soon, and then I'll hopefully be able to start filming some videos for you guys. I have a couple trips coming up that I would actually really like to. I don't know if you guys would want to see like little vlogs on the YouTube channel. I think that could be fun. So maybe we'll do that. Anyway, so those will be up as soon as possible. Getting into the episode, I start each episode off with the life breakdown, where I just share what's been going on since I last talked to you guys. As always, if you want to share what's been going on, if you want to talk, if you want to say hey, if you need some advice, if you just want to be best friends, please shoot me a message on either the podcast Instagram or my personal Instagram. I don't really mind whichever one you would prefer. I love talking to you guys, and I think that's super fun, so please feel free to do that. So sorry, I just moved in my chair and it made a much louder noise than I thought it was gonna be, so if you heard that, I apologize. So starting off on my life breakdown, you guys know I try to be as authentic and real and raw with you as I possibly can, and to help everyone know that they're not alone with what they're going through with mental health struggles. And since I started, you know, going to therapy and working more on my physical health and eating better and meditating and journaling and, like, you know, really working on myself, my mental health has been pretty good. And that's kind of the reason I started this podcast too, was because I felt that I had kind of gotten enough tools and gotten enough tactics and gotten my mental health in a much better spot to where I felt that I could share and, you know, help other people. And so for a while, my mental health has been really, really good. But last night, I had my first anxiety attack that I have I mean, first anxiety attack in a while. I haven't, in like a full-blown anxiety attack, I really haven't had one in quite some time. And I had a pretty bad one last night. It started about 9 p.m. and then it just went until I eventually got to sleep at 1. And it was pretty bad, I'm not gonna lie. And I, you know, to like the point it like gave me a migraine, and I was super dehydrated from crying, and to the point where I'm just not in a great mood today. And while I'm not having the anxiety attack anymore, and I feel a little bit better, I'm just not in the best mood. I'm not as, I don't know, perky as I usually am. And this is not me trying to make anyone feel bad. I just like to be raw with you guys, because I know a lot of you guys listening to this podcast go through these things. Because let's be real, most humans do, but no one talks about it. So I feel that whenever anyone goes through it, they always feel like they're going through it alone. And that's how I used to think too. And so that's why I share these things here, is so that people know that they're not alone. And even someone like me who has a podcast giving tips on mental health and seems pretty happy most of the time, like, I go through this stuff too. And I think it's super important to share that, because I don't think many people do. And so I want to share that with you guys, that, you know, I'm just, and it's okay to not be in a good mood. And I've talked on other episodes about, like, you need to feel your feelings, and you need to, like, validate them and recognize them and then try to move on from them. And while, yes, that is the ideal kind of situation, sometimes the bit of feeling your feelings takes just a lot longer than you want it to. And so me feeling my feelings is just taking, you know, the day, at least. I don't know if this is going to go into tomorrow or Wednesday, but, you know, I'm just not in a good mood. I just don't feel at my best. I don't feel, my energy is super low. My attitude is just not as great as it could be. And that happens. And I think that's really important to share, because I used to be that person that was like, I was like the happy, bubbly friend. So I could never share if I was down. I could never share. I could never outwardly express that. Like, I wasn't having the greatest day, because I didn't want to let anyone down. And I think it's super important that I recognize that for myself, and to again share with others, like, you know, I'm not having the best day, I'm not in the best mood, and that's okay. That happens sometimes, even when you like have something fun going on, or, you know, sometimes you just don't have, you just don't have a good mood, and that's okay. And so if you guys are going through the same thing, I'm literally right here with you at the moment. And I originally wasn't even going to record an episode today, because I just didn't think I sounded as happy, and I didn't think I would, I don't know, get my point across as well. But here we are, and we're going to share anyway, because it's important to be real and raw, especially on a podcast dealing with mental health. So that's the big thing I want to share in my life breakdown, but I'm going to share some fun things that have happened since we last chatted, and some happy things that'll pick up the mood of the podcast and hopefully maybe pick up my mood as well. So one big thing that I really am excited about is I put up fall decorations in my apartment. My mom and I did, and it literally just makes me so, like, it makes the apartment and my, like, they're all over, like, they're in the apartment, like, the living room, we have them in my bedroom, in my bathroom, we went all out on the fall decor, and it really just, I don't know about you guys, but I feel that it just makes the atmosphere so much more cozy and just, Like, you can just snuggle up anywhere, and like with a good cup of tea, and a Halloween movie. I really want to watch Hocus Pocus and Corpse Bride, and Halloween Town. Like the whole list of Halloween movies. I'm so excited. And it's starting to get chilly. I think I talked about this in the last episode. It's starting to get chilly, but like it's like really like during the day. Like it's not just the evening anymore. In Georgia, like, it's the days have been a little chillier too, and that just boosts my spirits so much, and I love it. Yeah, so moving on. This was the best thing ever. Not this, like, past weekend that we just had, but the weekend before, I saw Hamilton. My mom surprised me with Hamilton tickets, and, because, like, I'm a huge theater nerd, and my mom surprised me with Hamilton tickets, and it was such an incredible show. I cried because it was so beautiful, and it was incredible, and it was so much fun, and I just love the atmosphere of the theater. Like, it's, I don't know, there's just such a feeling in the air before they get on stage, and I think it's, like, the nerves and the excitement from the performers, I think it just seeps out into the air, and you can just feel it in your bones, and I absolutely adore that, because from someone who used to, because my acting primarily started in theater, but also I was also a competitive dancer, so I've been performing on stage essentially my whole life, and so, like, being back in a theater, and especially being back in a theater after so long, because everything was shut down with COVID, it was just incredible to feel those vibrations again, and that was absolutely incredible. So thank you, Mom, for the Hamilton tickets. If you're listening to this, she listens to every episode, so shout out to you, Lori. I love you. What else has happened? I feel like I've talked about my best friend Katie in, like, every episode for the past, like, 2 episodes, and now 3. That's because I love her so much, and I miss her. But I get to see her in, like, 2... Let's check the calendar, shall we? Let's check our calendar. I get to see her in, like, a week. In a little over a week. Because I got her plane ticket last night. So every October, I'll go up to my dad's, because my dad lives in Washington State, and not in Washington State, but in Idaho. There's, like, this huge amusement park, and they do, you know, every October, like most amusement parks do, they, like, flip it into a giant haunted house. But it is the most fun one that I've ever been to. It's my absolute favorite, and it's incredible. So I go every October, like, on a weekend. I take a little weekend trip. And so when I get to see my dad, which is exciting, and I get to go to this amusement park thing, which is exciting. And also, I think we're going to do, like, pumpkin patch and, you know, all the little fall activities, which I'm so excited for, because that's literally my favorite. I think they're so fun. And honestly, I'm not even going to lie, talking about this is putting me in a better mood already. But I asked my best friend, I was like, hey, do you want to come with me? Because honestly, we've talked about doing this for, like, years now, of her coming with me one of these Octobers on this weekend trip. And we finally are doing it this year. I got her ticket last night, and I'm so excited. So I get to see her in a little over a week. And I'm so excited to see her, to do the haunted house, to do the pumpkin patch, to just do all the things, to see my dad, to see my stepmom. Like, it's gonna be so much fun. I'm excited. Give me a little bit of a break from work, like just a little few day break. And I think, honestly, with the kind of struggles that I've been having with my mental health, I think that'll be nice. It'll be good. I think seeing Katie will be good too. And she gets to see her child, our shared child, Tim Tom. We have a Build-A-Bear that we share custody of as, like, a long-distance besties. little thing, and I'm gonna bring him on the trip. And so she gets to see her child. So Candy, if you're listening to this, you get to see Tim Tom. So yeah, so that'll be really fun. I'm really excited about that. I think that'll be super fun. And also it'll be a little chillier there because it's Washington compared to Georgia. And Georgia, it's just hotter here. And so it'll be nice to kind of get that like real crisp fall air and the fall vibes. Cause I know we're gonna get them here. It's just not till like late October, November. So we get to get the fall vibes a little early for a weekend, which will be super fun. I think that's all on the life breakdown that I have to share at the moment. I know that was a bit of a longer one than I usually do, but I just had a lot to share today, and I really wanted to touch on that topic of my mental health is not doing great right now, and I wanted to be raw about that. And I just, you know, I think it's important, especially people who run platforms like this, I think it's super important for them to be raw, because I think if I were to like put on more of a fakey attitude today and be like, hey, like I'm doing great, my mental health's perfect all the time, I don't think that would be as effective in helping others with their mental health. I don't know. You know, we've talked about toxic positivity before, and I feel like that's just putting on that facade on social media platforms is just can be quite detrimental. And so I think it's important to be raw and to chat about the times when we're not doing so great, you know? So yeah, so I really want to share about that. Honestly, I'm really glad I decided to record today though, because just chatting, it's really put me in a better mood. Not a great mood. I'm still like, but it's definitely picking up my spirits. So let's get into it. So today's episode, we are talking about boundaries and setting boundaries, because I think that's so important to like not even just your mental health, but your overall well-being, like physical health, mental health, just everything, is boundaries. That's a huge thing, and especially those of us that are people pleasers really struggle with setting boundaries. And I feel like that's probably majority of people listening to this podcast, because I feel like people with that struggle with like mental health problems typically tend to be people pleasers, because we're so anxious all the time. And that's nothing to feel bad about. Like, that's life. It happens. And sometimes you're a people pleaser. I'm a huge people pleaser. Like 100%, I am probably, I'm like horrible. Like I never do. I talked to my mom about this a few weeks ago. I was like, I never do anything for myself. Like it's always for other people, because I'm so scared of letting someone down. I'm so scared of getting in trouble. I'm so scared, you know, I'm so scared of doing something wrong. So like anything I ever do is for others. And I'm so scared of confrontation. That's like my biggest thing I am terrified of, is confrontation. So like I'm not gonna stand up for myself. Like someone could yell at me if I do that, you know? So like people pleasers, this one's for you. Saying no. Like that's the first boundary that we're gonna talk about. Saying no to people is, that's a huge boundary that people pleasers especially need to set, but I think everyone needs to set. And it's Elizabeth Olsen that I heard this from, but she basically, her dad, I think she said, used to say this, but no is a complete sentence. And I think that's super, I feel like I've shared that on this, on the podcast before, but I think that's so, so important to remember. No is a complete sentence. You don't need to give an explanation. Saying no is enough. Because if you're saying no, there's clearly a reason why you're saying no. And people need to respect that. And you need to learn that you don't need to give people a reason to respect that. They should just, if you're saying no, they need to just respect that. Because you're a human being and you're setting a boundary. And that should be respected without a reason, you know? So like if someone asks you to do something and you don't want to do it if you don't need to do it. Like, if someone, like, let's take, like, work. If someone at work asks you to cover their shift, but you've already been working your ass off the entire week and you already have plans on, you know, the day that they're asking you to cover, don't do it. You can tell them no. And, like, something I really struggle with is when I do that, I feel like a horrible person. I feel so bad because I'm like, well, I should just do it because, like, they have a reason why they're, like, needing it covered. Like, you can say no, though. If you're simply exhausted already from the week, if you're struggling with some mental health issues, if you're just, you know, not wanting to because you've done your work and they're just asking you so they can get a night off, like, you can say no. You know, boundaries. If you don't want to go on a date, if someone asks you out, or if someone asks you for your number on the street, say no if you don't want to give them your number. Say no if you don't want to go on that date. If you don't like that person enough to go on a date with them, if you don't like that person enough to give you their number or give them your number, if you don't feel comfortable, if you feel unsafe anyway, like, say no. It's okay to say no to a person. It's okay to not give a person something. And you always need to remember that, because what other people want is just, or what you want is just as important as what other people want. You know, so don't forget about your own feelings and your own needs as a human, because you need to put those first before others, because you're you. The first person that you need to take care of is you. Fill your glass before you fill anyone else's. And I know I've said that before, so we're hitting back on that. You cannot water other people until you water yourself. You're like a plant. And always remember that. Be a plant. I think another thing of setting boundaries that is super important is setting boundaries with the people that are in higher positions of power than you. So, like, your boss, you know, they're asking you to work late, but this kind of goes with, like, working, like, the covering the shift, like, but this is with people in authority above you. And I think this is a super important one, because I think we tend to forget as people that we can tell those people no. But I think because they're in higher positions of power, that we forget that we can say no still, and we can still set boundaries with them, because while, yes, they may be in a higher position of power than you, they're still people, and you need to set boundaries with them. So, like, if you're super burnt out, but your boss is wanting you to work late, or they're giving you extra workload, like, if if you have a reason to tell them no and to set those boundaries, and don't let them push you around and bully you just because they have authority over you. They're still just people. And I think this is something that people forget. And I think this is why there's such a bad relationship with, like, workers and their bosses. And I think that's always kind of been a trend, but I think it's because we don't know how to set boundaries with people in higher positions of power. And, like, a big thing going on, because I mentioned, you know, I'm an actress, a big thing going on in the film world right now is the strike that crew members are doing, because crew members don't get treated well at all. Like, we're gonna be straight up, they are, here's the thing, in the film world, there's, like, the director and the producers, the head honchos, right, and there's the actors, and, like, sure, those are the big names and people you, like, know and remember from a film, but, like, the crew is truthfully what makes it happen, because nothing would happen without the crew, and they do not get treated right at all. And so I think it's because I think people that are in those higher positions of power, like the directors and the producers, I think they get so blindsided by the power that they have that they forget to treat those below them well. Like, they don't, you know. And so I think setting boundaries with people that are in a higher position of power than you is super important. And I am so, so glad that the strike is happening, because crews deserve to be treated as equals, and they deserve to be treated so much better because they do so much. So, so much. So, you know, set those boundaries, and good for crew for doing this strike. I'm very proud of them. Next, what I think is, you know, I think is super important to achieving goals is setting boundaries with yourself and your own habits. So this is like, what I mean by this is that you tell yourself no to scrolling on TikTok for 3 hours. You know, and I think we're all guilty of this. Because like, we're like, well, I have a bunch of stuff to get done, but I'm going to scroll. I'm just going to open the app and just watch a few videos. Everyone knows that it's TikTok, and when you hop on, you're going to be on there for 3 hours. So tell yourself no. Like, you know, be like, no. Get your stuff done, and then you can reward yourself. You know, it kind of just comes around to like holding yourself accountable and setting those boundaries with yourself. Like, yeah, you're going to move your body today because you know you're going to feel so much better after. So, you know, no, you're not going to just sit on the couch and get that kind of instant reward and get that instant satisfaction. Like, you're going to move your body and you're going to feel better afterwards. And then, you know, no, you're not going to eat that, you know, piece of cake, as you know it's going to make your tummy hurt. Like, you know, it's stuff like that, is that those boundaries with yourself to keep yourself on track and to keep yourself accountable so that you don't kind of fall off the wagon, if that makes sense, on your habits and on your goals and on your productivity. And I think a big thing for me that I really need to get into a better boundary setting with is like, no, you're not going to stay up till 1 a.m. watching Criminal Minds. I need to tell myself no on that so much better. And I just really, setting emotional boundaries with yourself and like not letting people get to you, if that makes sense. I feel that this episode might not make sense, and I think my brain's still a little foggy from kind of my mood. So if this doesn't make sense, please let me know, and I will absolutely go ahead and delete this episode. But emotional boundaries are super important. Like, you're not, like, I think it's kind of that I don't give a fuck attitude. Like, no, I'm not gonna let this person who's clearly just a bully, like, I'm not gonna let that get to me. Because they don't deserve that satisfaction of getting to me, if that makes sense. Fake your confidence till you make it, my dude. And eventually, it'll turn into real confidence. But set boundaries with yourself as well as everyone else. And I think especially set boundaries with yourself first and get comfortable with setting boundaries, and then you can grow into setting boundaries with other people, and you'll feel more comfortable because you've already been doing it with yourself. You know, I think that's super important. 'Cause like, holding yourself accountable is just as important as holding other people accountable. So don't forget to do that. And like, you know, keep yourself in check, and then we can keep other people in check, and it'll just be a better environment all around if you set boundaries with everyone, including yourself. So I know that was kind of short, and but I honestly, I don't have anything else written down that I wanted to say, but I did want to touch on touching boundaries, because I think that's a super important thing to even just mention, to like get it into your brain that like, hey, have I done that? Have I, or am I letting people walk all over me? Because that's something I am notorious for, is letting people walk all over me. My Twitter bio that I set as like a 16-year-old teenager is literally your friendly neighborhood doormat. Because That's how much I would let people walk all over me. And I'm getting better at it, but I still have boundaries to set with people. I still give out my number when someone asks for it because I don't want to make them feel bad. I still agree to go on a date even when I don't want to go on the date. I still agree to stay way later than I should just because they asked and I don't want confrontation. You know, I still need to set boundaries with other people. And with myself. And whilst I am getting there, there is still a long way to go. So we will get there together. I absolutely promise. We are all on this funny little journey of life together. And it's complicated and it's messy and it's raw and it's real. And sometimes it sucks. Let's be real. But the more we can put into practice these things that are going to help our overall well-being, you know, the better that this journey of life is going to be. And I am glad to be in it with all of you. And I apologize for not having more of a perky mood in today's episode, but I'm also not going to fake something because that goes against what I've been preaching in like all my episodes. So if you have not heard it yet today, I love you so, 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 so much. You matter so much. You are so important and you're incredible and you're doing so great. Wherever you are in life, in your journey of mental health, in anything, you are doing absolutely phenomenal. And if you know, today you're just getting by and you're just surviving, that is incredible. Like, you are absolutely killing it, and I'm so, so, so proud of you. I love you so, so much. Thank you all for tuning into today's episode. And again, I love you so much. You are incredible, and I will talk to you all next week.